News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
We'll start with a topic and an issue that I think it's probably fair to say, Shane, has been ignored for too long. Over recent weeks and months, we have had emails, texts and tweets about the experience that women have had when moving around after dark in Ireland. Our listeners have been on to us. They are concerned and we wanted to find out more. So we here in News Talk Breakfast undertook an online survey last week, which had a massive response. Nearly 3,000 women responded. This initiative was undertaken by our own News Talk Breakfast reporter, Sarah Rowan, and she joins us now with the results.
Yes, Ciara, a concerning and worrying picture has emerged here of the situations women face when they're travelling alone after dark. We here at News Talk surveyed over 2,700 women from across Ireland to find out their experience and their views walking alone at night. And there were some really stark findings, so let me just run you through a few of them. When asked, generally, do you feel safe walking home alone after dark? 87% of respondents said no. 13% of women say they've been attacked after dark, with 60% saying they've been verbally harassed. 82% have received unwanted attention from a stranger. And more than 1 in 3 of women say they've been followed while walking home alone at night. One key thing to note is we asked women when these incidents took place, and majority of women said it was more than 1 year ago. And this would coincide with the COVID-19 pandemic, where many people reduced their social interactions and spent a lot more time at home. But overall, a very worrying picture being painted here.
Yes, some pretty startling results there, Sarah Rowan reporting. We also gave the women who took part an opportunity to give their experiences. Over 500 of them did. These are just some of the things women on our streets have faced after dark. These accounts are voiced by some of the staff here at News Talk.
He followed me from the Tower Street train station right down to Grafton Street and tapped me on the shoulder. I was so afraid. Luckily, I was with a friend at that stage, though. But he started asking me where I was from, what I was doing. He somehow found me on Facebook, tried to add me. I blocked him, but a really terrifying experience all the same.
I noticed a man on the other side of the crossing looking and smiling at me. I didn't think anything of it and looked away, but when we both crossed the road, he punched me in the head as he passed and kept on walking. I was 19 when it happened.
2 weeks ago, I was harassed and surrounded by 4 men in Dublin city centre before midnight who sexually harassed me with multiple bystanders. I was just after leaving my friends to catch a taxi less than 5 minutes away.
I've been sexually assaulted in a taxi after a night out. I've been physically assaulted on a night out by a taxi man for not getting into his taxi. I've been followed home from work at night by a man on a bike saying sexually provocative things.
I've been physically harassed, had my hair pulled, grabbed, been verbally abused, followed, stalked by the same person in daytime in a busy street, never mind walking home at night. I was terrified and ended up spending a fortune on taxis. Even then, one taxi driver asked me if I wanted a tickle to wake me up. He went to reach over to me and I stopped him and reported it. It was dealt with, but it's still really hard to feel safe anywhere as a woman. You're always on alert.
I was dragged down an alleyway at around 6 p.m. in the middle of Wexford town about 7 years ago. It wasn't dark, but everything was closing. I defended myself and got away. I phoned the guards and they told me that they couldn't do anything. I avoid walking on my own if possible and definitely avoid walking after dark.
Being wolf whistled at, catcalled and groped since a teenager. Now I won't walk with headphones on after dark. I always walk with a key between my fingers and I can confidently say I've never felt safe walking after dusk in Ireland.
I was grabbed outside my own home by a young man who followed me off the bus. I fought him off. I never walk home after dark. In fact, I never go out alone after dark except in my car. I never reported what happened to me as there's no point.
I've previously been stalked by a person unknown to me. This involved following me on my daily commute, harassing me on public transport and making aggressive approaches at my workplace and in other public spaces. Guards and workplace security had to get involved. It's had a lasting impact on my sense of personal security, and now I find myself on constant alert when walking or travelling alone.
Wow. They are They're really shocking, that testimony. And, I mean, the results of our survey are really shocking. And in some ways, sadly, though, Ciarán, not surprising that... I'm not really surprised that 86% of women in Ireland who contacted us don't feel safe walking home alone after dark. I mean, it is shocking that 13% of them have been attacked walking home after dark. And what is it, 6 in 10 have been verbally harassed walking home after dark. I have to say, look, this is very much a woman's issue, but it's also a man's issue as well. I wouldn't want my wife or my daughter walking home on their own after dark. I think men have a role to play in this. I think it's something we need to be conscious of. Obviously, it is incredibly wrong to harass anybody, or even verbally, it is incredibly wrong. But we need to tackle this, and we need to tackle it really, really quickly. Now, whether that's more policing, better education, there's no simple solution to this, Ciarán.
No. There is no simple solution. And yeah, you're right, Shane. This isn't news to me, and this isn't news to women, because we all know this. We all know that we're afraid after dark. We all walk home with our keys in our hands, sticking out between our fingers, so that if we are in the unlucky position that this is the night it happens to you, that you might have some form of defence. We pretend we're on a phone call to somebody so that they might think that we have somebody that we'll be able to call on in a moment if we need to. We plan our route. We buddy up. We make sure that we know where the taxi is or the bus route. We do all those things. We choose roads that are lit as opposed to unlit. We live our lives with these limits, and this isn't news to us. And the reason it's news, though, is because it does appear to be news to men. And I have absolutely no doubt that this morning on the text line, there will be men going, what about men being afraid walking home? What about men? What about?
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not the same.
I know it's not the same. Yeah. Do you know what men are afraid of? Getting a box in the door. Do you know what women are afraid of? Getting raped. I have been the woman who walks home and been followed. I have been the woman who have had a hand put up my skirt into my underwear walking home by myself at night. I have been that woman. I have also hit somebody for doing it. But the point is, we know this. And you're saying, well, this isn't just a woman's problem. It's also a man's problem. I know it's a man's problem, Shane, because it's men who are doing it. And we are kind of blind to that fact. There is an element here that we are blind. It isn't just that men need to know about it to protect their wives and their sisters. It's men who are doing it. And let me say one further thing is, we're crap at calling them out. We have an item on the show a little bit later on today. It is Senator Lynn Ruan. She is talking about people's child maintenance being taken from their pay. We teed that up with taken from people's pay. It's men's pay. It's not women who are not carrying the can for their kids. It's men. We also had an ad that was running on News Talk for weeks and for months about domestic violence. There was loads of different ones, and it was about call out domestic violence when you see it. The only one I ever heard was the bloke being harassed by a woman. That's not the vast majority of domestic violence. The vast majority is the other way around. But we're afraid to say it. And you know why? Because men react badly. And I know you're going to. I know you're going to text the show this morning, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. I know you're going to give out to me and say, Ciarán, you hate men. I don't hate men. I have three sons. I have a husband. I love men, right? But I don't like the men that treat women badly. And you know who you are. And you're the ones going to text this morning. And I'm sick of it.
All this week, we're going to be highlighting this issue. Share your experience by texting 53106 for 30 cents or email us on breakfast@newstalk.com. Let us know, too, how we improve the situation. How do we make it safer for women? How do we make women feel safer on our streets? By the way, if you've been affected by any of the issues raised in this segment, you can contact the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre on their national 24-hour helpline at 1-800-1800-77-888. 1-800-77-888. 8-8. We will be returning to this issue after 8 o'clock.